What do you say to people when they go to an investment advisor and there is no fiduciary responsibility? How do you enforce one? Do you have the advisor put things in writing to force a fiduciary responsibility so that they can have it in words and sign off on it?
It's a huge problem because most people, including people who consider themselves financially sophisticated, don't actually know whether their current advisor is a fiduciary or not.
That's true.
They don't know typically whether they're dealing with a broker or an advisor because nobody calls themselves a broker anymore. Most people assume that they're dealing with someone who's professionally required to put their best interests first. So it's really a challenge to educate people to first even realize that that's not the case. And then what do you tell them to do in that circumstance? You can certainly, I mean, as a starting point, suggest that they ask, are you a fiduciary? Are you required to put my interests first? And we've certainly recommended that. I don't feel a lot of confidence that people turn around and do that.
I agree.
The reason we're trying to change the policy is so that protections will be in place regardless.